The head man became thoughtful. You can't take Serena from the zoo. She will never fly again. My keepers clipped one of her wings a few minutes ago. They tried to, wrote Louis, but I beat them up. The head man looked surprised. Was it a good fight? It was a fair fight, replied Louis. They were sneaking up on her from behind, so I sneaked up on them from behind. They hardly knew what hit them. The head man chuckled. I wish I'd seen it, he said. But look here, Louis, you've got to realize the position I'm in. I have a duty to the people of Philadelphia. Within the last couple of months, I've acquired two rare birds by accident, you and Serena, two trumpeter swans. One arrived here blown by a gale, the other to keep a nightclub engagement. The whole business is most unusual for a zoo. I have my responsibility to the public. It is my duty as head man in charge of birds to see that Serena stays. You yourself, of course, are free to leave when you want to, because Mr. Lucas insisted that you remain free when we arranged for your Sunday concerts. But in Serena's case, well, Louis, she's got to have her left wingtip amputated. The zoo can't afford to lose a young, beautiful, valuable trumpeter swan just because you happen to be in love. Besides, I think you're making a great mistake. If you and Serena stay here, you'll be safe. You'll have no enemies. You'll have no worries about your children. No fox, no otter, no coyote will ever attack you with intent to kill. You'll never go hungry. You'll never get shot. You'll never die of lead poisoning from eating the shotgun pellets that are on the bottom of all natural lakes and ponds. Your cygnets will be hatched each spring and will live a long life in perfect ease and comfort. What more can a young cob ask? Freedom, replied Louis on his slate. Safety is all well and good. I prefer freedom.